Wings Above the Diamantina. A human story from Northwest Queensland.
Following the discovery of the Aboriginal chief Illawalli, who was hidden in Gurner's Hotel, Boney has ordered the arrest of Owen Oliver and John Kane. Sergeant Cox has gone out to Windy Creek Station for Oliver, whilst John Kane was last seen driving furiously towards Coolibar Station. Boney also drove in the same direction with the two blacks and Illawalli, who was lying unconscious in the back of the truck. They reached the Diamantina River, only to find it in flood. As the car stopped, they found their retreat cut off by more flood waters.
It looks hopeless to me, all that water. It's going to be a very long swim. How far is it, those sand dunes from here, Sir Shaddai?
Oh, been about mile and a half, Boney. Maybe a little more.
We cannot go back. Nothing is more certain than that. Besides, we must get Illawalli to Coolabah. Bill Sykes, unstrap the water bag.
What for? We want water, eh? Plenty much water in old Diamantina, now.
Yes, but we must revive Illawalli. We cannot carry him far in his present state. How is he, Shaddai?
Him been still asleep, boss.
Then try to wake him up.
I've been trying all the time, boss. It been no good. Big fella booze, keep him sleeping.
Quick, throw some water over him. There is no time to waste. That is right, Bill Sykes. Go on, more.
Him been open-eyed now, boss. Him been wake.
What you been doing? You been throw water over me. You, stop it.
Illawalli, stand up, man.
Who been you?
Do you not know me? Boney.
Boney? Boney, what you been do here? Oh, good old Boney. Oh, well, I've been feel crook.
You been taking plenty big fella booze, Illawalli.
Come, Illawalli, pull yourself together. Listen now. We are caught in a flood. A big flood.
Oh, big fella flood? What you been mean?
Wake up, for heaven's sake. We've got to swim, you understand?
No swim. Me too, crook. Me no swim today.
You must, Illawalli. We have to cross all that water. We must wade and swim towards that high land over there. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I hear, Boney. But I go to sleep now.
Hey, throw some more water over me, Bill Sykes. That is right. Now, Illawalli, come on, quick. Shaddai, you go ahead. See how deep the water is.
All right, boss. It not been deep yet. We fellas been walking through so far.
Come along, then. Oh, I am getting tired. I cannot swim much further. All right. All right, Illawalli.
Yeah, Boney. Oh, me been strong, fella, now. Me swim like Duca.
Let us rest a while on this sandbank. It is good to stand on something firm again.
Boney, you been looking over there.
What?
I see car.
Where?
Over there, boss. See? The river been pour over top of it.
So it is. It must be John Kane's car. By Jove, it is. He obviously tried to take a shortcut to Coolabah. Then he knew nothing about the flood either. Can you see him anywhere, Shaddai?
No, boss. No white fella anywhere. Perhaps him been inside car.
If he is, he will be drowned by now. Anyway, I doubt if he has reached the other side.
River still rising, boss. We go swim again, eh?
Yes, off we go. You, Shaddai, do not lose sight of Illawalli.
No, been fear, boss. I've been watch Illawalli like him been my own father.
I am almost done now, Shaddai. Do not bother about me anymore. But you must get Illawalli to Coolabah. Miss Markham's life depends upon it.
Too right, Boney. We no been go without you, though.
No fear, boss. You blow out. Shaddai, him help you. Old Illawalli, him blow out. Me help him. Too right.
Neither of you alone can help Illawalli reach dry ground. You must both help him. Otherwise, we may all be drowned.
Well, too much you talk, Boney, like white fella. We throw away too much time. Water, she get higher and higher, and she run faster and faster. Plenty time for robbery talk after, eh?
All right, then. Let us go on. Swim. I have cramp. I cannot move my legs. Go on, you fellas. Never mind about me.
Oh, I'm so glad you came, Dr. Stanisforth. Isn't there something you can do?
No, Miss Mettlefold, nothing.
She isn't going to die yet.
She may last a few more days. It's very hard to say.
Will she regain consciousness?
Perhaps, perhaps not.
Oh, she must live, Dr. Stanisforth. She must.
Please do not upset yourself, Miss Nettlefold. We have done everything we can for her. Everything that medical science has made possible.
Oh, yes, I know that. Well, perhaps Illawarra can do something.
Illawarra? What's that?
He's a man, an Aboriginal chieftain. Mr. Bonaparte is bringing him here to have a look at the patient.
An Aboriginal chieftain? A witch doctor, I suppose. What ridiculous nonsense is this?
Boney has great faith in his powers.
Yes, he may have. But you mustn't forget this fellow's partly black himself. He's probably a prey to all these absurd superstitions.
Well, we can only try.
I'm not going to allow any witch doctor to meddle with my patient.
I hadn't expected that attitude, Dr. Stanisforth. I should have known.
Oh, what do you mean?
Oh, this precious professional etiquette. It rather limits one's efforts, doesn't it? Anyway, there's no sense in worrying about that for the moment.
No sense at all. Oh, what's become of Mr. Bonaparte?
We don't know. He telephoned several hours ago to say he was on his way. But he hasn't arrived.
Perhaps these floods have held them up.
Yes, of course. They could never cross the Diamantina now. They'd be drowned if they tried.
Oh, well, there's no particular hurry for Bonaparte's return, is there?
Only Illawarra. But somehow, I think if he were here, he could succeed where ordinary medicines failed.
Only a miracle can save her now, Miss Nettlefold.
Yes, only a miracle.
I wait, Boney. I know. You sleep. Bye bye. You've been all right.
He's dead.
Oh, you not know me, Boney? Oh, Illawarra. You just tired now, but by and by, you've been all right.
Where are the others?
Oh, they've been here, Boney. That Bill Sykes, oh, him and fine fella, he grabbed me and pulled me out of the water. Then he run along a sand range, and in he go for you and Shut-Eye. Shut-Eye, he not let you go till he pretty near dead drowned himself. And Bill Sykes, him have to get Shut-Eye and you out together. No Bill Sykes, Boney, and you been dead fella now.
I feel a little better now. Give me your hand, Illawarra. I'm going to stand up. We have another 8 miles to walk yet.
Oh, the sun, him been get low in the sky now, Boney.
Yes, there is no time to waste. Let us start to walk.
Yeah, Boney.
Now, Illawarra, tell me what happened to you.
Well, the white captain and me rode the emu that flies. We see the clouds of the big storm right close. Then we go over the top of them. Oh, cripey, but me was cold. Me shivers. The emu that flies couldn't get over that storm. She thunder and she lightning. Then the white captain...
Captain Lovaker?
Yeah, that him. Him good fellow, all right. Him send that emu down closer to the ground... And I no shiver no more. Then we'll get more close to the storm. And soon we'll fly over Station Homestead. But it ain't no plurry good. We're too late for the emu to stop and have Shut-Eye. We'll fly along above track. And then we see house. And we come down. And the emu begin to run along the ground.
That house, I suppose, would have been Gurner's hotel.
Yeah, Boney. A white captain, he say that. We run along ground and woof, bang, something hit me wallop and me go to sleep.
You did not see Captain Lovaker again?
No, Boney. Me wake up again with little white fella looking at me and tall white fella close. He had big eyes and a devil in his mouth. And he say, you Chief Illawarra? And me say, yeah, too lie. And him say, me take you to see old Boney.
Mr. John Kane.
Well, me not know Boney. But off we go in motor car. She rain and she thunder and she lightning. And the tall white fella, he drive motor car like hell. Then white fella with devil in the mouth, he say, you got to stop here and wait for Boney. Boney come by. Then him take me down steps. He go away and come back with pannikins. And we drink up good-o.
Yes, by your appearance when I found you, you did drink up good old.
Oh, me have a sleep long time. Wake up and drink up good old again. Then go sleep some more. Then after old little Wally, him feel pretty crook.
That was when I found you. What was that devil like in the white fillet's mouth? Did he twitch all the time like this?
Yeah, Bonnie. Yeah, that's it. Now, what for you want me?
Little Wally, I want you to look at a girl. She's paralyzed. She cannot move. Someone has drugged her.
Oh, good. I see what she thinks. And you remember me say 1, 2, 3 times, me say, I give you the secrets my father give me and his father give him. And so, way back before, out of way through sea to come and drop spirit babies in the bush to wait for blackfella lubras to come by.
Yes, I remember, Ilawali. But the price you ask is too much. I am too civilized now. I cannot go back to a tribe.
You been all right now, Bonnie?
Yes, Shatai. How far do you think we are from Kulabar?
Oh, been about 8 miles, boss.
Hey, Buzz, what we do with Mr. Kane? He's still over there, roosting like fowl in tree.
What's that, Bill Sykes? Where?
Out there, boss, in middle of river.
I never saw him.
No, you too far gone, boss. We come pass him, remember, when I lug you alonger.
Good heavens.
Yeah, Bonnie, him been still up tree over there. I've been thinking him afraid drowned.
Hello, there is someone on a motorcycle. It must be Constable Lovett.
Yes, boss, that him.
I'll call him. Lovett, come over here.
Oh, there you are, Inspector.
Wait here, Lawale. I must talk to the constable.
Good day, Inspector. Glad to find you got over all right, sir.
We have had a long swim, Constable. I would have been drowned but for these blacks.
I didn't meet Mr. Kane, sir. I thought I'd come on here in the open sea and you. Have you seen him, sir?
Yes, at least the blackfellas have. He is out there in the middle of the river, up a tree.
Yeah, I can't see him, sir.
Look, there he been, Bonnie, up top of one of them coolabars.
By Jove, I can see him now. We shall have to rescue him somehow.
I'll go out for him, sir.
Oh, love it, the current is very strong.
Yes, sir, I know, but I'll manage. I may have to knock him out to get him back to the shore, but that's my job, sir.
All right, good luck then, love it. I do not envy you the task.
Oh, I'm not grumbling, sir. It's all in a day's work.
Yes. And now there remained only Miss Markham. Come, Ilawali. There is no time to be lost.